As millions of high school graduates head out into the world, there are signs that many lack the most basic financial skills. A test given to high school seniors found that many were unable to answer simple questions such as, what is inflation? Or, who needs automobile insurance? Children may not be getting much help at home. Experts say in many cases, parents are more likely to discuss the dangers of drugs with their children than to sit down with them and talk about money. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In a society where you can always conjure up more cash by pushing a few buttons on a machine, it's little wonder the concept of money can be confusing for kids. Dara Duguay is with the Jumpstart Coalition for Personal Financial Literacy. She says the state of financial education in the United States is pretty dire.
The Jumpstart Coalition conducts a national survey of high school seniors every other year, and in 2002, the survey results were the worst. The average score on a 31 very basic question test was only 50%.
It's estimated that fewer than a quarter of school-age kids receive any financial education classes, this at a time when around a third of high school students have their own ATM card. However, some schools are starting to take a more active approach to financial education. At the Passaic County Technical Institute in Wayne, New Jersey, a group of students sits listening attentively as their instructor Thomas Donovan lectures them about what lies ahead.
You're going to have to what for a living? Okay, everybody, real loud now. You have to do what for a living?
Work!
I know it's a four-letter word, but let's face it.
This class is part of a magnet program designed to prepare students for future careers in accounting and banking. Nearly all of the kids who complete the program will go on to college. Donovan tries to instill in the group of 10th graders that over the course of their working lives, they will control, wisely or not, a great deal of money.
Each one of you, especially as a family unit, will, you know, gross over $1 million.
Oh, together with your wife and husband like that? Or
perhaps.
Just you by yourself?
On average.
The idea of that much money excites 15-year-old Jessica Velez. Before enrolling in the academy, she says her financial knowledge was fairly limited.
I wasn't really exposed. Like, my mom, she's always saying, well, you have to save, you know. My parents, you know, they save. But in school, it wasn't really a big issue. Like, they didn't really bring it up. And right here, we actually focus on this.
A recent poll of parents conducted by credit card company Visa International found more than half saying their kids would not feel comfortable balancing a checkbook. Many parents also say their kids don't understand basic terms like compound interest or know what a 401k is. Louis Mandel, a finance professor at the University of Buffalo, says a big part of the problem is there's no national standard for financial education courses, including how to teach such basics as banking, credit, and insurance.
As a society, we're paying lip service to this. States are passing rules and requirements saying that kids have to have some of this before they get out of school. And yet, we don't have teachers who've had the training in this. Well, we just don't seem to have the curriculum. We as a society really haven't agreed upon a curriculum.
The kids in Tom Donovan's class are probably more sophisticated about finance than many of their peers. After all, they signed up for this class. Most will also be going on to college after they graduate. But like many kids, they struggle with the idea of sacrificing to reach long-term goals.
Do you need that eighth pair of jeans? Do you need that 15th pair of shoes? Do you need it or do you want it? Yeah. See, you see how it works? When the wants exceed the needs, where are you going to wind up? Broke.
And despite their exposure to basic financial concepts, these kids also have some remarkable views when it comes to money. Some believe they're more likely to become rich by starring in a reality TV show than by mastering the fundamentals. Experts say for that reason, financial education needs to also take place in the home and begin early. As one puts it, the best time to start talking with your children about money is when they will no longer eat it. Jack Speer, NPR News.